We are continuing our shiurim on mikvaos, and that being the case, what we're talking about is a very, very important sugya tonight in the world of mikvah. We're shifting a bit as far as understanding, again, on the one hand, a whole lot of lumdus. On the other hand, being able to, in the best way possible, appreciate, hopefully, what is going on and what happens with our actual mikvah. So we know, can you move over a little bit like the chair? We know that there is a... We know that there is a problem with mikvahs, and that mikvah mayim she'uvin is pasul, which means that if you use regular tap water, according to the vast majority of poskim, you can't be tovel in that. That's considered to be pasul. That's either a psul d'orais or a psul d'orabanan if you use a mikvah entirely made out of tap water. So we have to find ways. You need make a shamim, you need rainwater. But it's not practical to always have make a shamim. In the summer, if it's not raining in the winter, it's hard to have enough rainwater, 40 sa'a, it's a whole lot of liters, for you to be able to be tovel in. So we're sort of stuck a little bit. How do we create mikvahs that we are going to be able to use and not rely solely on rainwater? But on the other hand, rainwater is what we need to be a kosher mikvah. To strengthen the problem a little bit is that we don't want to, and some of us will connect with this, I think, probably more than others, but we want fresh water sometimes in a mikvah. It's a lot of Jews going in the mikvah. They want the water to be somewhat clean and somewhat fresh. And even if you got rainwater, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you had a lot of rainwater in the winter months. It's been a good winter so far. But come August 20th, it's been a long time since that water has had an opportunity to cleanse itself. So another problem, not just for the production of the water, but keeping the water clean in a certain sense. For that reason, one of the things that that we do when it comes to mikvahs, and one of the major sort of topics in the world of mikvahs, is what do you do to sort of kasher, in a certain sense, mayim she'uvin? What do I do if relying on rainwater alone is not enough, but tap water, I can't use tap water? So we've spoken about other options of things you could do to prevent or to avoid some of the problems of mayim she'uvin. So we spoke about, as an example, what if you use snow or ice and the ice melts? Is that a problem? Maybe it's not mayim she'uvin. Maybe it's fine. So that the Nova Scotia mikvah we spoke about, the rainwater is all out. There's no rain, but I can maybe take ice and I could put it in. And when the ice melts with a blowtorch, potentially, then that is going to be a kosher mikvah. Last week, he spoke about another way of sort of koshering tap water, the din of hamshacha. Din of hamshacha is that you don't put the water directly in the mikvah. You pour it on the ground first, then it goes from the ground into the mikvah. Either shalosh tefachim or even one tefach has to be on karka haroi, livlos or not. We have other ways we try to avoid or kosher the tap water so that we could use it for a mikvah in case we don't have rainwater, or in case we want to use water to be clean. One of the things that we do in order to make sure that we can use our mikvahs is we rely on something else called hashaka. Tonight's shiur is about the din of hashaka. It may come from the word nishika, a kiss. And it's something which we do in at least most of our mikvahs also. We do hamshaka. We also do something called hashaka. What is hashaka? Let's begin in the following way. Rav Aim Cohen from Otniel points out in his shiurim and mikvahs that one of the ways, in source number one in his shiurim and mikvahs, he points out, Rav Aim, that a major topic in the sixth parak of Maseches Mikvahs is the din of hashaka, the din of somehow combining mikvahs. We'll describe what the term exactly is, but he points out that this is actually one of the ways, kol hamikvahs b'yameinu, we'll see it's not so precise, are actually based on this halacha of hashaka. What is hashaka? What is that din? So it's sort of a two-step din. It's a two-step din. The first is a Mishnah Mikvaos in Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. The Rash there explains the Mishnah the following way. What if you have two mikvahs, or two bodies of water, and they share a common wall? They share a wall, and there's two bodies of water there. In between those that in that wall, though, there's a small hole in the wall, the size of a shvoferes hanod. A shvoferes hanod, the Mishnah tells us, is about two hand breaths. So what exactly is that? Really the area with two fingers can fit comfortably? That's between 1.5 and 3 inches if there's a hole. So I have two bodies of water, and I have a wall in the middle. And in that wall is a hole. Let's say it's 3 inches big, that hole, which connects the two bodies of water. The way the Rosh understands the Mishnah is, if let's say you have 20 sa'ah here of water and 20 sa'ah there of water, so even though a mikveh has to really be arba'im sa'ah, they're able to combine. They're able to combine. It's what the Mishnah calls Eruv Mikvaos. Eruv Mikvaos, if you have 20 sa'ah here and 20 sa'ah there, they're able to combine. The same thing would be if you had a mikveh with 35 and a mikveh with less over there, but they're able to combine to give you the shear of arba'im, the shear of arba'im sa'ah. That's the first step in the halacha. The second step in the halacha is the following. Rabbi Yitam Tovas Kozim Baba Basra on Samech Vav Amibes, Rashi Mesech Shabbos and Daf Tesvav write similarly the following halacha about Mayim She'uvin. Once you have 40 sa'as for a mikvah, once you have a kosher mikvah, it has enough rainwater to be kosher. You are then allowed, so it holds Rabbi Yitam, you're allowed, Odom Rabbi Yitam, the mikvah shalem, kol mayim she'uvim she'ba'olam ein poslan oso. Once you have 40 sa'ah of rainwater, you can pour on top of that as much other additional tap water as you want, and it won't possle it. Once you have your arba'im sa'ah is good enough. Anything else that you put on top is not going to ruin it. We spoke a couple weeks ago about why that would be. What is the din of hashaka? Din of hashaka is the following. Let's combine these two ideas. You have a mikvah here filled with arba'im sa'ah of rainwater. It's a kosher mikvah with arba'im sa'ah of rainwater. You have next to that, they share a wall. There's a shoferes hanot, a size, a hole that's about, let's say, 3 inches wide that unites. I have another sort of mikvah area here. In this one, I pour just lots and lots of tap water. This one, I pour 40 sa'ah of tap water. Hashaka maintains, the din of Hashaka teaches us, that one with tap water is also now considered to be kosher for tevila. That's also considered to be kosher for tevila. So if you have, as an example, just like 20 sa'ah and 20 sa'ah, they combine to be a kosher mikvah. And just like if I have one mikvah with arba'im sa'ah of water, and you pour mayim she'uvin on top, similarly, if I have one mikvah here, another mikvah here, or one bathhouse there, another bathhouse here, they share a wall and there's a hole there, and this one has 40 sa'ah of rainwater, and this one has 40 sa'ah of tap water, hashaka, they're considered to integrate and to be one mikvah, and it's ki'ilu I have a 40 sa'ah mikvah with additional mayim she'uvin, with additional mayim she'uvin. So what do we do when we build mikvahs? So look in source number 7 of Rabbi Jachter in a series of wonderful articles on the building and maintenance of mikvahs. So he writes, hashaka involves, second paragraph, you have the sheet, two bodies of water that touch each other. It involves filling one pool with kosher rainwater. So you have one pool with mei geshamim. That pool is going to stay there. Summer and winter, there's no rain, whatever it is. I have my mei geshamim there. That's going to be there. We're going to cover it up so it's not going to get dirty. Then there's a small hole that unites them. In the other mikvah, we're going to fill it up with tap water. When we fill it up with tap water, so what happens? Once it gets filled up, that's now considered to be a kosher mikvah. People are only going to be tovel, never in the actual rainwater. They're only going to be tovel in the other pool, which is filled with tap water, That became kosher through the din of hashaka. Became kosher because it's connected to the kosher mikvah, and people are tovel in the tap water mikvah. Many of that we go to, we're only in the tap water mikvah, which is kosher al yedei hashaka. But if you know where to look, you'll see a small hole, and in that small hole, it leads to another mikvah. A couple of things for basic information, in case it answers any of the questions. That tap water, it's easier to change. It gets dirty sometimes, so what do you do with the tap water? You can empty out the tap water mikvah. The rainwater one, you'll have more than arba'im sa'ah. I mean, you'll make sure there's enough that even if a little bit comes out, whatever it is, you'll then empty that out. You'll refill the tap water. I'll have a new kosher mikvah with clean water. to the din of Hashaka. The post can recommend, it will explain something that you may have seen. That redacted quote is also that you may have noticed in a mikvah. Many, many, many mikvahs have different color tiles at some point in the mikvah. You walk in, there's one color tile up to a certain point, and there's another color tile up above that point. Anyone know why mikvahs are built that way? Because for the din of Hashaka to be there, you have to have enough water in the tap water mikvah that it gets up to that Shvoferes Hanot. We want to make sure that you have enough water that's actually, it's going to, there'll be an actual exchange of water. So what we do is we have one color of tile that is the same size, the same height of where that hole is in between the walls. And if you ever walk in, the Rav HaMachshir walks in and he sees, wait a minute, the water is below that tile. That means that there is no din of Hashaka. That means that the mikvah may be a problematic mikvah. In the mikvah that we spoke about last week, I believe that was part of the issue. The mikvah was Shaila went there with this in Karelitz. You had a mikvah that they thought they were doing Hashaka for 40 years in the mikvah. So they were being tovel and tap water. They thought that there was Hashaka. It was a mixing of the rainwater mikvah and this mikvah. But you know what the problem was? The hole and where the water was didn't line up. So there wasn't actually mixing of the water. So for 40 years, they were going in a tap water only mikvah, and women were going for Nida, and Gerim were going to become Jews. And the Shiloh last week was, can we find B'dievid ways to kasher that mikvah? We do Hamshacha also. Why do we do both Hamshacha and Hashaka? Because we want to be extra careful, so that if we mess up, we can try to find kools that are there. We will learn, probably next week, a third thing that we do called Zriya. A third thing, that we do, but at least in many mikvahs, but that is the din of Hashaka. Let me go and just chazer what we learned so far. It took us a while as far as describing etzem the halacha, but the following. Number one, we have the problem of mayim shuvin. We want to be able to have water, not rely only on new rainwater all the time. We want to clean mikvahs. People won't go to dirty mikvahs. So what do we do with din of Hashaka? Hashaka says something called iruv mikvahs. 20 saw, a small hole in the middle that always combines everything. But between Tom and Rashi, you have our bottoms of rainwater, pour it with mayim shuvin as you want. So what do? We take rainwater here. We keep that clean. All it has is a little bit of a hole where there'll be some mixture. We fill up the mikvah that we go into with tap water. That tap water becomes kosher through the din of Hashaka. We can sometimes empty the tap water, sometimes we fill it. But you got to make sure that there is actual mixing of it. The tap water in the mikvah must reach the height of the hole between the two mikvahs. That's why the tiles, usually there are two tiles. Why? According to the Sefer Mikvah Mayim, the tiles below the hole are of one color. The tiles above the hole are another color. That way, when you walk in, you can always tell: is there enough water there that's mixing? Do we have the din of Hashaka or not? Most mikvahs do in fact rely on the din of Hashaka and the din of Hamshaka. That is the background information to what is there. General clarity thus far. 1, 2, and a couple quick questions. Yes, Sam.
Is the tap water part of the mikvah itself?
It has to be enough l'chol apachos that the average person could be tovel in it. Technically, it just needs to be our Baram Sah, Lav Dafka, I think, because I have our Baram Sah of the mikvah itself. So there are machloksim in Rishonim. What if the other mikvah, for the Hashaka, it's like 40 Sah, but it's more shallow and a person couldn't go in? That's the machlokes between the Rasp and the Ra'ah in the Torah Sabayis and the Bedek Habayis, I believe. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second.
Why is it not about to move?
Talk about that, yeah. Maybe more, but okay. We will speak after we learn a lot of these concepts. We will speak about like what we do. We do a whole lot of things, and we'll sort of break things down more as far as like the limit detail things like that. One more question, then we'll move on. Yeah. Pasha, we hold to that. I don't know. I think it's Pasha, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. There is a lumdisha question. All we're going to do now is learn a chakira and two nafkaminas. Chakira and two nafkaminas. We'll try to do it clearly, well, and in a tight way. And it'll bring back, in a, I don't know, memories is probably not the right word, but a similar question you have with Hamshacha. It's following. You have tap water. You have tap water in that mikvah, and we're letting you be tovel in that tap water. The tap water is drawn water. It's not megishamim. It's word of that. You turn on the faucet. Turn on the faucet. It's mayim she'uvin, and we are koshering the mayim she'uvin. There are two ways to understand how that works. Way number one, approach number one. What's happening is, this is the way, the postures of the Gemara in Pesachim, Rashi and Beitza on Yudzayin, the Ritva and Makos on Daf Dalet, again, Rashi, Beitza, Yudzayin, the Ritva and Makos on Daf Dalet, the simple part of the Gemara in Pesachim. What's happening is, we are effectively koshering the Mayim She'uvin. It's no longer considered to be Mayim She'uvin. It's like a process of Zriya. We'll speak more about that at a different time. But just like in Hamshacha, one Mahalach, the Mordechai's Mahalach was, it like becomes new water. You're removing the psul of Mayim She'uvin. It becomes new water. That when you mix them, that mixture does is it removes its status as Mayim She'uvin. And now it becomes a new kind of water. It's like a bitoras zriya in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Daled. It's like what you've done is you've eradicated and transformed this water into being new water through this process. It's kilu. It mixed enough of the mayim shuvin. It lost its independent status. It may have an element of bitol even, maybe an element of it, but it's really removed the mayim shuvin status. This hashaka, that kiss of the two mikvahs, totally changes it. It's no longer mayim shuvin. That's the first shot. The interaction changes the water. The second shot, where Reb Chaim argues in the Grach al Shas, in the first parak of Mikvaos, these two tzadim, Reb Shmuel has, Reb Shmuel Rzevsky in the Shir of Maseches Mikvaos, where other Achornim have as well, is the other possibility to maybe as follows. Maybe Hashaka does not remove its status of Mayim She'uvin. Maybe it doesn't remove its status. Maybe something else happens. Maybe the Chiddush of Hashaka is, even though it's still Mayim She'uvin, it hasn't changed the water, you're still allowed to be Tovel. How come? Because anything which is Mechubar to that which is Tahor has the status of Tahor so long as it's Mechubar. But it doesn't remove the status. Reb Chaim says that in Zirach HaShas, says as follows. Ein Hadin, the Ayadei Chibur V'Hashaka L'Mikvah Tahor HaMayim, we haven't purified the water, i.e. the first shot, where v'nifke'u mehen psul. You haven't removed the psul from the water. Ella, the ayadei chiburam lemikvah, chal aleihem shem mikvah. The water is still not water on its own that could do anything. Just if you're mechubber to it, that's considered to be enough. The water is still problematic water, but if you're mechubber to a mikvah, anything which is mechubber is considered to be okay. It's considered to be okay. The way that the Reb Shmuel says it has because kol ha-mechubar le-mikvah ha-rehu ke-mikvah, anything connected to a mikvah is still called. So the two mahalchim, does Hashaka transform the water? Does Hashaka transform the water in order to make it into kosher water? Or is it still the water itself problematic? Just kol zman it's mechubar to the mikvah, then the din is called mechubar lemikvah, dino kemikvah. As long as it's connected, you can go and you can use it. But the water itself is still problematic. There are two nafkaminas that emerge from this question. The nafkaminas themselves may also help us clarify a little bit what's going on. I'm going to go with this one, which is a famous nafkamina, which Reb Shmuel has, which Reb Chaim has, and others. But I want to go with the less famous nafkamina because I think it'll maybe clarify things a bit. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe is the following question. We rely, you know what? We'll go with the famous one first. There is a machlokas harishonim at the following question. I'm in a mikvah. Does Hashaka have to be present the whole time? Or once that kiss exists, you can now close the hole and the new tap water mikvah is fine? Is it, again, the hole has to always be open? It has to always mix if you want to go into that tap water mikvah. Or even if it's considered to be closed, as long as it once had that interaction, it's now entirely good to go. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yoredeya, Reish Aleph, Nun Beis, Shulchan Aruch Paskin from Rivash, from others, that it is okay. Once it's open, says Shulchan Aruch Paskin from Rivash, but Achar Shenis Arev Apsulam Hechsher Afilu Rega Nishar. Okay, Leolam Afilu Nistam Hanekev. As long as it has a moment where they mix, says Shulchan Aruch, that's good enough. Says the Shach, I'm not sure that's true. Hare Rabbeinu Yerucham, in a very famous comment, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, some people think for the din of Hashaka to be true, it has to actually have constant interaction. The only way I could be Tovel in the tap water mikvah is if they're actually right now mixed. Actually right now mixed. What is that machlokas based on? So says Reb Chaim, says Reb Shmuel, it's based on this Shaila. If you understand that Hashaka removes, creates new water, it removes the problem of Mayim Shuvin, it's like it's a new Chalos of Mayim. So once they mix, it's now new water. That water is kosher mikvah water. That water can, and that water is going to be okay going to the tap water mikvah as long as it once had Hashaka. Doesn't matter now that you want to close the hole. And you may even want to close the hole because you'll keep your rainwater even cleaner. You open up just for a little bit. You'll close it. That mikvah is going to stay even cleaner. It's going to be all good. Because if the pshat is, it removes the psul of Mayim She'uvin, so now it's good water. Now I'm entirely good to go. However, says Reb Chaim, if you understand that the water is still problematic water, the water is still Mayim She'uvin, we can't remove it being Mayim She'uvin. Just when it is mechubar, kol ha-mechubar le-mikvah, ha-reyu ku-mechubar, so then you have to actually have it open when you're being tovel in the mikvah. You have to actually have it open when you're being tovel in the mikvah, because otherwise you potentially have a bit of a problem. Otherwise, it's not mechubar, and then it remains to be problematic water. So one nafkamina, machuk as Shulchan Aruch and Ashach, many Yeruchim quotes, Beis Yosef, others, here's what quotes many Yeruchim and others, this machlokas, if it's about it, just etzem the interaction, the kiss of the two mikvahs, changes it entirely, it's no longer problematic water, so all I need is that one-time thing, and I'm good to go. If it's about the mechubar idea, it's because it is problematic. But kol mechubar l'mikvah, reyuk mechubar, once it's no longer mechubar, it then becomes a problem. General clarity thus far, one, two, and... Yes, Yonatan. That one, we have to figure out more. It could be that it never went in. We aren't generally speaking machmir for the shach on this. Whether we would be b'dieved is a different question. If you would have it, not that you always have it. In that case, it could be that they never had the hashaka. It could be they never had the hashaka. It was just too high. Second nafkamina, yeah, done. That's the question that we'll have to figure out. Yeah, pashtus, it probably could, yeah. Yeah, but it's still the chubar, it's mechubar letar, mechubar letar. You have to question how the mechubar goes. But pashtus, yeah. He's not machmir at all, so it's fine. No, it's defining the case, The shach says, I think, tov l'chachmir l'chadchila. The Shulchan Aruch thinks it's totally fine. Okay. One more nafkamina, and then we will just close up shop for the night, I think. But one more nafkamina is the following. Can you do hashaka on Shabbos? Can you do hashaka on Shabbos? Okay. So what would be the problem of doing hashaka on Shabbos? We know why we'd want to do it, because people have to go to mikvah on Shabbos also. And if they have to go to mikvah on Shabbos, and you hold like a shach, that could be machmir to have hashaka being done, so you want to have hashaka being done. So can it be done on Shabbos? So the answer is, we'd be hard-pressed to find a malacha d'oraisa that you're violating if you're doing hashaka on Shabbos. So you filled up a tap water. Many of us put sinks on Shabbos, I think. At least in the Turetsky home we do. I imagine many of you also use sinks and running water on Shabbos. Now, what would be the problem? The problem is that there's a iser l'chora d'rabanan in terms of like fixing things on Shabbos, being misaking certain things on Shabbos. Because of the problem, I don't think we're dealing with this with d'oraisa here. It's d'rabanan of fixing things. So part of the poskim, there were some poskim that were machmir. There were some poskim that were machmir. We'll see what Moshe writes in a second. That it's also to do hashaka on Shabbos. Why? Because if I hold like the first pshat, that I'm actually fixing the water, I'm taking mayim she'uvin and I'm being misakin it to make it into new water, some posts can say, lechora, us to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix water. On Shabbos, you can fix things on Shabbos. We have a lot of issues of takana derabanans on Shabbos at fixing things, okay? And this would be in that category also. If, however, you hold, that we aren't really fixing the water, it's just a chibur. We haven't fixed any water, we haven't done anything to any water or anything like that. So lechora, there's no problem at all. There's no problem at all using on Shabbos, even doing on Shaka on Shabbos. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, or Chaim, Chelik Bey, Simon Pei Beis. So he was asked this question: is it mutter to do Hashaka on Shabbos? So he writes as follows. He thinks it's pasha that it's okay. He thinks it's pasha that it's okay, and he says, not only. He says even if you buy the first mahalach, he doesn't call it mahalach. Even if you buy that it's about tikkun of the mayim, he says v'yadarabba the mikvah. The only issue would be a problem of tikkun of fixing the water. This is not considered to be a sufficient enough tikkun. So Moshe says, I don't buy this even as a nafkamina. Even as a nafkamina, I don't buy this. This wouldn't be considered a tikkun. Even if it's a chibur, it's fine also. So Moshe, you do on Shabbos. But those posing, I think it could be the Gedulei Tara. I don't remember who. Who's machmir for this. Who's machmir on Shabbos, that even the chumrah only makes sense within one side. If it's, you're not fixing the water per se, you're just creating a connection, that's for sure fine on Shabbos. If it's fixing the water, that becomes more of a problem. If Moshe holds anyway, it's considered to be okay, which means if you go into a mikvah on Shabbos, so we would say there's no problem with chil Shabbos, you can do hashaka even on Shabbos, and then you are entirely, entirely good to go. Let's chazer what we did tonight. We have a problem. The problem is called Mayim She'uvin. Mayim She'uvin could be a problem one of two things. First of all, is it the right to Rabbanan? That was a bunch of weeks ago. Is the problem Mayim She'uvin? Shuvah Zecher Yitzchak, other Achronim. A problem in the water is a problem. Or it didn't the B'niyas HaMikvah. We speak about how do we solve Mayim She'uvin problems. So we want to be able to use tap water to be Tovul, and it's cleaner, it's easier, it's more accessible. So what do? And in many ways, we really want to protect our rainwater that we have in the mikvah. We want to protect that rainwater to make sure it's going to stay clean, and we can do things. So one thing we do is hamshacha. We pour any of the tap water into this new mikvah. We don't put it directly in. We put it in something which is then going to flow in at least 3 tefachim, so that way you have the end of hamshacha. Tonight we look at hashaka. Hashaka is that iruv mikvahs, a hole in the middle, 2 mikvahs, they combine. Once I have Memsa, Rabbi Tam and Rashi, you can add on top, that's fine also. Here I have my Rabbi Memsa in one mikvah, the other one I have tap water, the din of Hashaka, you're entirely, entirely good to, you're entirely good to go. What's the pshat in the halacha? Either it kashers the water, or the water's still problematic, just tachlis, so long as mechubber to the mikvah, it's fine also. One nafkamina. Can you do it on Shabbat? Shas at all of tikkun, of fixing the water. First mahalach, yeah, second mahalach, push it not. Second one, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shach versus Shulchan Aruch, and others, they have to be open the whole time, or as long as it's open part of the time, it's enough to recreate the water in a certain sense. We will, Be'ez Hashem, as we continue to go on, speak next week about another way, I think, that we solve some of the Mayim She'uvim issues, and then we're going to continue to build a little bit as far as the construction of the mikvahs, and hopefully, as we look towards the end of these at some point, in the Chorav Zman, speak about the Maisa Tevila itself, and what that is really all about. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Itzi, what's up? 2 edges.